7:30 tonight on Channel 9, the block goes into lockdown. And here to talk us through it, the host of the show is, of course, Scotty Cam. Good morning.
Morning, buddy. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good day. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, we got a bit of rain last night here in South Australia.
That's good. That's a fantastic day.
He's a couple of trees down, but that's all right. They'll become houses, I'm sure. Hey, how early are you getting up for this media run?
Oh, mate, I get up at 5:30 sort of every day anyway. But I got up about 5:30, quarter past five today.
I was going to say.
I'm sort of awake at 5:30 and I get up around 6 or something like that, but sometimes a bit earlier.
Yeah, it's on the daily. There's no difference between filming, building, whatever you're doing.
Tradesman, mate, get up early, get to work.
Fair enough. Look, tonight on the block, COVID hit. It's going to be a huge impact to the show. For you being on the show as the host, how did you find out about it? Was there that moment that Scotty didn't know?
No, we've been talking about it for days on end. Ever since it started, we were like working through it, trying to work a way past it. But it was a big unknown, you know. And nobody knew what the future held. Everyone was a bit nervous and a bit frightened. We didn't know if half the country was going to get this thing. you know, we didn't know how it was going to pan out. And then when London went into lockdown without notice, stage four, back then, you know, that was a bit, we went, oh, hang on a minute, like that could happen to us next week. And in actual fact, we did go into lockdown a few weeks later, but we weren't to know that it wasn't going to happen the next night. And then all our contestants were going to be locked in Melbourne, away from their families. It was a big decision, though. We were putting a lot of people out of work, all our crew, all our tradesmen.
Absolutely.
You know, they're all freelancers. So we were taking their income away from them. They're all family people, you know, so it was a massive decision. But TV came second, people came first.
Yeah, as it needs to.
And, you know, that's what it was. It's all about the safety, so we shut it down.
Yeah, and that's a great thing to hear that you guys are putting people first. I think you did that with our South Australian couple when they, one of them lost their grandparents, I think it was. It was just great to hear. It's great to hear that you guys are putting people first. When it comes to that, so you've shut down production, is it like pens down for the contestants? Do they have to stop? There's no designing, no nothing, or is it just you work your way through it and they can still keep doing little bits and pieces?
Well, they were sent home back. Well, they weren't sent home. They were offered to go home, and we said, you need to be with your families.
Mm.
So we got them back to their families, and they could keep designing in their minds and writing things up and coming up with ideas. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, no one was on site. None of the contestants were on site. We kept our skeleton building crew working on the structure of the homes outside. Our crew that we're working with, so when the contestants do come back, they're working on the inside, not on the outside. So we've got less tradesmen on site. We've got less people there. So that was good.
Yeah, great. Great to hear. So it kind of feels like cheating, though, if they can be working on it outside of the hours of actual production. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. Being a little bit of a nerd myself.
They're all able to do that, and they're all able to. They're doing is thinking about it. They're not actually doing anything, and they'll be doing that all the way along anyway. You know, they're thinking about future rooms. They just can't touch them.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's fair then. And look, seeing as we had the rain last night, and lockdown's probably done this for a lot of people, taking it from big structures down to smaller structures. I know I did across the weekend some blanket forts and things in that. Have you done any of that with you and your family?
Oh, blanket forts. Yes. I used to. My kids all live at home with me, and my wife, but they're in their mid-20s.
Oh,
so we don't do the blanket fort anymore.
You can still do blanket forts in your mid-20s. Absolutely.
I know. We used to do plenty of blanket forts and box forts as well.
Yes, they're good ones too. Well, maybe you can knock one up tonight to watch the block. I know I certainly, I've already got one knocked up from the weekend. Any tips on how I can improve that?
Yeah, look, a little bit of timber structure for the blanket to lay on.
Okay.
I like the concept of the armchair.
Yeah.
Two armchairs either side of the blanket.
Okay.
They're always a good structural base for your blanket fort.
Okay, cool. I like it. I'm not inviting Shana in because the decor is terrible.
And you don't want to be judged on your fort, do you? I mean, a fort.
That's it. Well, it'll be exciting to see how COVID hits the block. 7:30 tonight on Channel 9. Scotty Cam, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good on you, pal. Thanks, mate.